Hey, Watch What Happens Live listeners. There's never been a better time to learn what shocking tales Audible has in store, especially their brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped. I just finished a fabulous thriller, First Lie Wins by Ashley Elston. It's a bit of a spy versus spy situation. The narrator Evie works as an undercover operative for a mysterious and dangerous boss until one day she becomes his next target and has to figure out why. As an Audible member, you get to choose one title every month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Two Jersey girls and a double tequila. What other ingredients do you need? It's Watch What Happens Live with Teresa Giudice and Dolores Catania now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, celebrating Real Housewives of New Jersey premiere night, like we're in an underground speakeasy at my favorite Jersey establishment, Rails. This season, my first guest is bringing the supermom realness and her own cooler bags of chicken to restaurants. Say hi to OG Jersey Housewife Teresa Giudice, everybody. Great to see you. And tonight she called Danielle a nut, a troublemaker, and an effing wackadoo, which feels like a slight improvement from scumbag, no? Please welcome back the pride of Paterson, New Jersey, Dolores Catania. Hey, Dolores. Great to see you. And you're both wearing jumpsuits in my honor. Please stand up and show me. Jumpsuit. Very nice. And a side pony. Thank you, Dolores. And one thing my guests and I can agree on is that we like magazines and we like sexy men, but not necessarily in that order. So over at the bar, celebrating People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive issue, it's our pal Jess Gagel. Great to see you, Jess. Always good to see you. I mean, Idris Elba, what a great choice. I mean, a lot better than Blake Shelton, right?
I know. Blake sold really well.
Okay, well, there you go. Then I guess he was a good choice.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like Idris is going to sell really well, too. I love this season so much. I've been going nuts about it. I'm 10 episodes into the season. It's phenomenal. I love it. I love the new Housewives. It's funny. It's got family. It's got drama. It's everything. Michael Rapaport was tweeting tonight. He said, I can already tell it's going to be a classic season. He said, the inflection of Dolores saying, welcome back, scumbag, would have made the great Anthony Soprano blush.
That's
Shakespearean. Teresa, tonight we saw you hitting the gym. You already competed in your fitness competition, and you looked amazing. And I have to tell you, clearly the work has paid off, and you will see as you watch the season, Teresa doesn't ever drink, and she, like, you really are restrained in your behavior. Yeah. I mean, in your eating behavior. Yeah. What do you guys think of Margaret waking up with a full face of makeup? That was wild.
Yeah.
She said, she goes, yeah, I'd sleep in my makeup. I'm cheap. What can I say? She tweeted that. Over on Dallas, this was amazing. Brandy decided to get back at Leanne for calling her an alcoholic by getting super drunk, okay? That was her plan. Take a look. This is nuts.
I like all alcohol.
I know you do.
I was told that Leanne called me an alcoholic, so I'm gonna get as wasted as possible right in front of her and see if she'll admit to it.
She's scary.
I better take every drop.
You seem thirsty. Here you go.
That is strong.
Oh my gosh, don't drink
any. No,
stop it. brainy. Look at you take
Jesus.
Boom, bitches.
Boom.
Hey, let's go. I guess Brandy's plan was executed, but nothing got accomplished, so she sure showed Leanne last night.
I mean, I don't get it. Okay, go to WWHL.TV and tell us, Brandy's plan brilliant or bad? I don't know if I got it. But what was incredible to me is that Brandy wound up being the voice of reason that night, as smashed as she got. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it did something to her. Looks like a landslide for bad. Deandra and the other ladies' antics left Leanne feeling tired. Check out her amazing monologue. I loved this.
Leanne, what is wrong?
I'm a little exhausted of Deandra never being wrong and everyone else always being wrong. It's exhausting. I'm exhausted. My weave is exhausted. The panty liner on my underwear is exhausted.
She had it. Your questions for Teresa and Dolores are pouring in. Before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, as we all know, Teresa has had a lot going on lately. I mean, between raising the four girls on your own and caring for your dad on your own, your family was recently dealt a tough blow when a judge ruled that your husband, Joe, is going to be deported. Here's what. I have a lot of questions. I know that you're appealing the ruling. When is that appeal?
Well, they put the paperwork in, and it's going to take time.
It is going to take time. How did the girls take the news?
They were very upset.
Right, I bet. Were you stunned?
Yeah, I was.
You were?
Yeah, I was shocked.
Right. How often do you see him?
Well, work comes first.
Right.
Then the girls' activities.
Yes.
And then after that, he's next.
Once a month, every couple
weeks?
Yeah,
I would say once a month.
Once a month? Worst case scenario, have you discussed whether you would move to Italy or what?
No, I haven't even discussed that.
For real?
For real. Like, we're just taking one day at a time. I don't even want to think about that.
Right.
Like, I don't want to put that out in the universe or whatever.
You know, it made me think, you actually know the president. You were on Celebrity Apprentice. Have you reached out to the White House? Have you tried to get him to... I'm assuming he could pardon him.
Yeah, no, I haven't, but I would love to speak to him if he wants to talk to me.
You gonna try to call him?
I haven't, but I said if he wants to speak to me, I would love
to. Well, I mean,
to speak
I don't
him.
Think that he's gonna, I no. think he's got other things to do. So I'm saying, I think it would take you reaching out to him. Are you going to try?
I mean, you know, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Teresa. Second, Dolores might still be living with her ex, but tonight we learned a legal situation has now also made her livid with her ex. Take a look.
Frank broke my trust, and I found out in the most public way possible.
Was Frank disbarred recently?
Oh, no. He's still practicing.
Frank is no longer an attorney. He was disbarred. He borrowed money from his client's trust account, something called a commingling fund.
I was very upset and you didn't tell me.
I'm not one that's gonna go around, okay, and tell everybody, hey, I got disbarred.
Danielle did bring you up.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you about Dolores. Frank, he was disbarred.
Tell face to shut her mouth.
Okay, this was a big topic. Go to WWHL.TV. I know that you are, you're in business with Frank. You're living together. We're asking the viewers, this is our poll, and Frank is here, so this is going to be super awkward, which is always amusing. Can Dolores trust Frank? Yes or no? Dolores, do you feel like after that you can trust him?
Yes.
You do?
I do.
Frank, you feel like she can trust you?
100%.
The audience is saying no.
Wow.
I know Frank well enough to know why he didn't tell me.
Okay.
Because he felt bad. He took it like a man.
Okay.
But yet to come to me and tell me he didn't want me to worry, it was right before the holidays. And then the longer it took, I guess he figured he didn't know how to tell me. And when you asked me,
yeah,
and I told you no, when I found out the next day after reunion.
Oh, you found out the day after the reunion?
Yeah, because Siggy texted me and said, people want to run the story, but they won't because they feel bad, or somebody did, I don't even know. Right. And I called him, I said, you made me lie to my boss? Like, you made me look like a jerk in front of all these people? Because I wouldn't have lied about that.
Right. All right. Oh, looks like Frank just gained some more trust from the viewers. It went down to 60.
Hey, Frank,
it's good.
I always give you credit.
Let's keep it going. Pull up. Very good.
Keep it going.
All right. Thank you. Finally, on next week's Jersey Housewives, Teresa and her brother Joe start arguing about their dad on Easter Sunday, and the whole family goes ham. Here's what. Take a look at this sneak peek.
Joe, are you gonna be around more for this one?
Oh my God. I work hardcore all day, every day, nonstop.
It's all you. I work.
You gotta defend me, you son of a bitch.
I'm trying to back you up, Easter.
Oh, can you stick up for me? Because I got two against one.
If you don't call him for a day, he says something.
Baby, this is your niece. Talk adult talk.
But it's really not adult talk. I hear everything.
Listen to me. I have no time, so I can't be punished for that.
I don't give a
Wow. Family, a lot goes down. Number one question for you that we've been getting, have you enhanced your face at all?
No.
Fillers?
I do Botox.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. But any fillers in the cheeks?
No.
No?
No.
Looks a little rounder.
Really?
You look great.
Thank you.
No.
Yeah, no.
The lips?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now you're now okay. Now you're talking. All right,
yeah.
Tree.
I'm not going to lie. I'll tell
you. Yeah, okay. So the lips.
Yes.
But no fillers in the cheeks?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe they got fuller because, I mean, you know, I'm not eating. Like, I'm drinking tequila.
Okay.
And I'm not supposed to.
I don't know if that would make your cheeks.
Yes,
fuller.
It's calories.
Really?
And I'm eating pasta now.
Right, okay.
It's calories.
All right, okay. I don't know how that works. Okay. You've been hanging out with Kelly Dodd a little bit over the last few weeks. What do you think of? She's fun, right?
I love her. She's so much fun.
Yeah. She's wild.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that.
I love that.
Yes. Okay, let's go to Joe from Long Island. Hey, Joe, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, Big Fat Joey, how are you?
Hey, Big Fat Joey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's your question?
This question's for Dolores. I'm glad my girls are back, but this question's for Dolores with love. Dolores, can you say three nice things about Danielle Staub?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
She likes dogs.
Okay.
She's a good mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a good dancer.
Let's go to Marguerite from New York. Hey, Marguerite, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Teresa.
Okay.
Teresa, since you're the OG housewife of Jersey, what previous housewife would you like to see come back? And what housewife would you not want to come back?
Who would I want? That's easy. Who would I want to come back is Dina.
Okay.
Of course. I talk to her all the time.
Yep.
Love her.
Who would you not?
Who would I not?
One of her relatives?
Yes.
Who?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Yeah. Okay, so you would be happy, you would be fine if Caroline came back.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
They said only one. If I had to pick two, Caroline and Jacqueline.
I'm just trying to push it. I would be excited if Caroline came back.
I wouldn't.
Okay. We disagree.
Yeah.
Martha D. emailed, do you both believe, Melissa, that she's the main breadwinner for the Gorgas now, or was that just drunk Melissa talking?
We don't know. I don't know what goes on behind.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so.
What they're
My
fighting.
Brother's a very hard worker.
Okay.
Yeah, he says he works every day, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anybody
Teresa,
work so hard.
Kristen K. texted. She brought up that you were at Luann's cabaret show, and there was a Q&A portion, and you raised your hand and asked if it was difficult getting divorced on TV. People wondered why you asked that. You know what people thought that meant.
Yeah, I mean, I knew that question might be trouble.
Okay.
You know, I shouldn't have asked it, but my girlfriend was with me, and Jackie, and she was, I shouldn't have said her name, but anyway, sorry, honey, she's here.
Were you asking for yourself?
She was going through a divorce, so she said, can you ask this question for me?
There have always been rumors that you and Joe were going to get divorced, and now he's been away. I mean, my poor girl has not had sex in a long time.
Because
there's no conjugal visits. No.
2 years and 7 months.
2 years and 7 months?
You said you made out last
counting.
Time, though, right?
Wow.
What? You said you made out last time, didn't you?
Oh, you made out with him last time you visited him?
I mean, yeah, we could kiss. I just don't like doing that, like, in front of other people.
Okay.
I just
it's not an Italian thing.
Yeah, and I don't like going there. I really don't like it. I don't like the room. I don't like with, you know, all people around me.
Okay.
I just don't like the atmosphere.
So, but to put it to bed for the millionth time, you're not getting divorced, you're sticking by him.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Let's go to Lola from Toronto, Canada. Hey, Lola, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hi, Andy. Oh, I'm so happy I got through. This question is both for Teresa and my lovely Dolores.
Okay.
You guys are amazing. We love you here in TO. I want to know what you can tell us about the new housewives that joined this season.
How do you feel about Jackie and Jennifer?
I think they're a great addition.
They're a great addition to the cast. They both bring a different element to it.
Yeah.
It's a different dynamic.
Different cultures. So you're going to see Turkish, Jewish, Italian.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Jew-talian now on the show. We got Turkish.
And they don't hold back.
No, they really don't.
They belly do not. They're not afraid to say anything.
Yeah. No. Jackie? Okay, all right.
She's going to teach us how to do that better.
Yes. Yeah. okay. Let's go to Annie from New Jersey. Hey, Annie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question's for Teresa. And my question is it ever awkward for your kids or other family members when you and Melissa are fighting?
Is it awkward for our family members? Hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure. But, I mean, it's not like we always fight. What you just saw on, you know, for next week's episode. Listen, if something's bothering you, you should voice it. Because I think when you voice it, then, you know, things happen from it. If you keep it inside, it just builds up and, you know, nothing gets accomplished. And the reason why I brought that up, it's coming from a good place. It was regarding my dad.
Okay. It's game time, everybody. As fitness buffs, Teresa and Dolores are familiar with the nuances of the human body, but how familiar are they with the bodies of the humans around them? We're going to find out with Jersey Bodies of Work. Teresa and Dolores, we are going to show you pictures of men, past and present, from the Housewives of Jersey with their faces covered by mine. First person to correctly ID the body gets a point. Let's play Look Right Here. Okay, who is this?
My brother.
Yes, it's Joe Gorga. There you go.
Okay.
Who is this?
Richie.
It's Richie McKinley. Yeah. There you go. Who is this? Oh, well,
Frankie.
That's me.
Oh, yeah,
that's Frankie.
Frankie.
Oh,
yeah.
Who is this?
Albert?
It's Albert Manzo. Good job, Teresa. Okay, who's this?
Joe.
Okay, who's this?
Frank Catania.
Yes, Frank Catania. Yeah. Okay, who's this?
Albie.
It's Albie. Yeah. Good job. Okay, who's this?
Your father.
It's Nono. Yeah. Okay, last up. Any idea?
Wait, who's that?
Early seasons. One of the greats. Let's reveal Danny Provenzano. Dolores was asking Jess Cagle if he can hook her up with a sexy
man. No, I didn't say that.
I was asking. You're still with David. Yeah. Oh, okay. You asked.
Oh, okay. She always says like she's a matchmaker.
David messes up.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right. I just want to have somebody lined up.
Okay, all right. Want to keep it clear. Let's go to Morgan from Long Island. Hey, Morgan, what's your question?
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Hi. Hey. Teresa and Dolores, you look fab.
Thank you.
I was watching last year's reunion again today, and considering Juicy Joe is still where he is, I was wondering if you, Andy, could please just give Teresa that little smooch she's been wanting since the reunion.
Is that appropriate? This day and age? I mean, it's not. I mean, is that appropriate?
You can kiss me on the lips if you want.
Right. Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Listen, you have lip gloss.
9 years
what
in.
What a season.
Life, Teresa's lip. I have a mountain of Jersey lip
gloss. It's an epic season, so it's why amazing. Not?
I was going to give you a wet one.
I know. I
stuttering.
Felt stuttering. Like I didn't know if it was appropriate. It's time for my mazel of the day, and it goes to all of the historic firsts and major wins from the 2018 midterm elections, including the first Native American, Muslim, and Korean American women that were elected to Congress. More than 100 LGBTQ candidates won their races nationwide, including Jared Polis, the first openly gay man to be elected governor in America. Not to mention a record number of women who were elected in the House of Representatives. And speaking of the House, the Democrats won it back, and Republican Speaker Paul Ryan had this to say in response.
Stole my goddamn house!
That was going around a lot today. Tonight's shackle goes to the fact that last night, Jess Cagle thought that was very funny. Last night, Michigan became the 10th state to legalize marijuana, and New York, the place where I can't walk to my downstairs bodega or open my window without getting a contact high, didn't even have weed on the ballot. I am so jealous of Michigan right now that I can't even look at the state without seeing this. Look, it's a mitten with a joint. Stop rubbing it in, Michigan. And you look like a mitten. I want to thank Teresa, Dolores, and Justin. Hey, everybody. It is the after show. The conversation continues with Teresa and Dolores. Jess Cagle is picking the sexiest man alive, the most fun. Is it super fun to do?
Yeah, it's probably the most fun part of the job. And I had wanted for, like, ever since I took over People years ago, wanted to make Idris Elba sexiest man alive.
Really?
Yeah. And this was the right year to do it. Idris.
Mm-hmm. It's a great issue, I gotta tell you. There's a lot in it. You have a big scoop with Jenny Poulos in here, too.
Yes.
From Flipping Out.
Yes.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That ended badly.
Yeah, it sure did. Yeah, it did.
Not end well.
Unfortunately, yeah. Do you know Jeff Lewis at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've hung out with him. He's so much fun. I saw that you kissed him, too.
That was
you
a long time ago.
Yeah, Lewis?
I saw that. I saw that somewhere.
I made out with Tamara on that New Year's Eve special, like true makeout. I kissed Rinna once to feel the lips.
Now I've kissed
Teresa, and I think that maybe it. Oh, no, I'm just talking about Housewives. The control room's telling me. I did kiss Sting on the show. I made out with Alice and Janney on the show once.
Oh,
had a lot of.
I missed that.
Yeah,
one.
Cloris Leachman and I had a long kiss. On the show.
Wow.
For real. Yeah.
Wow.
It was fun. Anyway, Lewis from Yonkers is on the line. Hey, Lewis, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Dolores.
Okay.
I need to know if you and Frank will ever get back together.
No. Okay. Frank, why don't you answer that? No, we're good the way we are, right?
Frank, do you have a girlfriend?
He does, yes.
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 Okay, so then I was going to ask if the two of you ever... I mean, you live in the same house.
No.
Tell
the truth, no.
Oh, okay. No. All right. I mean, your bedrooms are down the hall. It seems like an easy... You know.
He's so shy. He gets so nervous.
Is he really shy? Really?
He's so shy.
Really?
Frank is the shyest...
He doesn't seem shy on the show at all.
No.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh. That subject makes me shy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I understand. Okay, let's go to Paula from Chicago and put Frank out of his misery. Hey, Paula, what's your question? Hey.
Hiya, Andy. Hiya, Trisha. Hiya, Dolores.
Hiya.
My kind of girl,
hiya,
Paula.
Hiya.
What's up?
Hey, Andy, you're the handsomest man on the world. Put your
on the world.
Yeah.
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 That guy. But anyhow, Teresa,
yes.
I've been dying to talk to you ever since you got on this show. I am a full-blooded Sicilian from Chicago.
Wow.
You are absolutely amazing. I don't care what happened to your husband, your business, that's your business. You are a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your kids are smart. Listen, forget the cooking. Go into modeling.
Oh, I love her.
Your clothes, your makeup, your hair, you would never know what you went through. Sometimes people make a mistake in life, and from the bottom, now you're going to go to the top.
There you go. I love it. love this lady. I want to meet her.
You had a do, and you came out as a lady. And I'm just like Martha Stewart. You anyhow, I just want to tell you, you're doing a great job. You do what you got to do with Joe. But my advice to you, if he's got to go to Italy, don't give up what you got over here. You could go visit him.
Yeah.
Fish? Gabish?
Capis.
Paula, I love her. I love her.
Paula, you're
she's awesome.
I love you, Paula.
You love him. And how are you doing with your brother now? You okay?
Yeah,
God.
Okay.
Paula, we'll never go back to that ugly place. I adore my brother. He adores me. And, you know, family's number one.
Paula, did you like the premiere tonight?
What's that?
Did you like the premiere tonight of Jersey?
I like every premiere from the 207. Forget about it. It's all about
forget about it.
You keep making. You make your spaghetti so much. You do what you got to do in your heart, Teresa.
Oh,
and
God,
I like
her.
The way you treat Melissa. Listen, blood is thicker than water. I don't care if she
I
got
want
a
this
beer.
Woman to come over
Wait
for dinner.
I don't care if she paid her taxes, if your house is paid. I don't give a crap. You're doing the best you can. You stay close to your brother. The best show, hey, you, I love it when you broke that table with that puttana. Your sister-in-law, Dina, went running. The bus boys went running. It was great. I'll never forget that one. Hey, what's going on with that puttana? Why is she that?
Well, I'm friends with that puttana right now. She's a good person.
They didn't want to put me on the TV.
No. Paula, it's arbitrary. You trust me, now that I know you, I want you on my show every night.
Mr. Andy, I've been calling you for a year, and the lady asked me, what's your question you want to ask? And she doesn't get it, and she hangs up on me.
I'm sorry.
Paula on the party, Tanuta from Chicago's calling. Get me on that goddamn TV.
Okay, Paula, you're on. You're in now. You're one of my favorite callers already. And so, you know, you'll get through from now on, all right, honey?
I love them all, but Teresa's the best.
Okay.
Thank you, Paula.
We'll talk to you again, okay?
I love you, Paula.
Talk to you again.
I love her.
Wow, you got a big fan in Chicago.
I know.
Wow, she'll go to bat for you, Teresa.
Yeah, she will.
She will. Yeah. She'll mess somebody up for you. I know that's all.
To quote Dina Manzo, I don't know if she wants to be you or wear you like last year's Versace.
She's one of the tribe here. She's one of us.
Yes,
that's
I understand.
I love her.
Let's go to Jack from Jersey. Hey, Jack.
Hi.
Hey.
My question is for Dolores.
Okay.
How does Siggy feel about you being friends with Margaret this season?
Actually, Siggy has no one dictates who I speak to or who I'm friends with. And Siggy had said to me, Dolores, no matter what you have to do, I have no problem with you speaking to Margaret.
You're still very close with Siggy?
I'm still very, very close with Siggy. And, you know, we all live our own lives.
Yeah.
So I'm a good friend to Siggy. She's a good friend to me. But, you know, if I don't have a problem with Margaret, I don't have a problem with her.
I have to assume, given that last season brought her a bit of turmoil, that she's, you know, living her best life
and happy to be
out of the fray.
She has a lot of speaking engagements. She's doing very well. She had just had surgery on her ankle. I was with her the other day. She's Siggy. She's funny.
Yeah.
I laugh with her.
What percentage of your hair is your own tonight?
You'd have to ask my hairdresser, but maybe like 50%.
Okay. All right. Teresa, that's all yours I'm looking at, right?
Yes.
And
no,
you got
there's some blonde clip-ins.
Oh, okay. You got...
But I cut it. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. I was just going to say it. I like it a lot. Yes.
I don't know. I'm still getting used to it.
I love it.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Let's go to Megan from New York. Hey, Megan.
Hi. You all look amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love the jumpsuit.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah, they really turned it out.
Andy likes them.
So. I don't like them. I love them.
I love them. I do.
What's your question?
So I have my question is for Teresa.
Okay.
And my question is, have you had any extra work done on your breasts? Because they look like voluptuous.
Yes. I changed out my implants.
You changed out your implants.
Yeah.
But they're the same size that they were before.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
It just, okay. I mean,
well, then how
taller.
Did you notice, caller? I mean,
I guess they look fuller.
They look really good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I just had them done, like, 5 weeks ago.
Is that
great
painful?
Doctor.
It was, you know what? The first time, I did it on the show when I first started for season one.
Yes, you did.
So it's, it's been 10 years.
Yeah, I forgot. Because when you started, your boobs were small. Yeah, you did.
None.
You were pretty flat-chested.
I had, like, a minus A, yeah.
Yes. So. Minus A.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Teresa.
She should never have boobies.
Yeah, right? I never
she
had,
never
yeah.
had boobies.
Wow. Right. Are yours real?
No.
No. Okay.
I'm going to go to her doctor next to get them fixed up.
Dr. DiBernardo.
Why? You need them fixed up?
Dr. DiBernardo. No, yeah, I want them fixed a little bit.
Oh, all right. Jess, it's always great to see you.
Thanks, Andy.
Love
seeing you. I love being the bartender.
I love seeing you.
It's my favorite time.
Jess Cagle had the wedding of the year last year. I had the time of my life. It was unbelievable in the Hamptons.
So cute.
Gorgeous, loving, amazing. I can't wait for everyone to see this season. Thank you, Teresa. Thank you, Dolores. For more, click around bravotv.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.